So many homeschoolers love the outdoors. It seems like we thrive on it. Visit any state or national park, and you're likely to see a family of nature nuts examining fallen leaves or sketching the lichen on a tree. You'll probably also hear a parent yelling frantically at a toddler, "Not to eat," said lichen. I may or may not be speaking from experience on this. Maybe you are one of these families. Maybe you have found yourself stopping your kids every 5 seconds on the trail to show them a really cool bug, or how delicate a fern is before it unfurls in all its glory. Maybe you quiz your kids on really cool history facts about the location you're visiting, making them stop to read every single placard, regardless of how many times they roll their eyes at you in protest. Just me? Okay, all right. Move along. Nothing to see here. Maybe you aren't one of these families yet, but boy, oh boy, do you want to be. With such a large country to explore, many United States residents live in a wide variety of settings. In a span of just 50 miles, you often find the entire spectrum of residential areas. Whether you live in a metropolitan apartment, a subdivision with a yard and trees, a rural setting surrounded by cows, or even somewhere outside of the U.S., we want to help you learn how to make the most of your national parks. Yes, they belong to you and to me. Ask any park ranger, and they will passionately tell you that every park belongs to you. State and national parks are public lands, and that literally means that they belong to United States citizens. The National Park Service is our nation's biggest groundskeeper. These lands are not just devoted to the preservation of nature and history, but also to education and recreation. Our parks and the rangers that work in them love visitors like you and me. They love our questions. They love our thirst for adventure. They love our love for history and all things educational. You may find yourself wondering, what is the easiest way to discover adventures close to me? The answer to that is simple. Visit www.nps.gov and click Find a Park right there on their front page. There are detailed filters that will assist you in your pursual of adventure. Make sure that you also visit www.nps.gov/kids. The resources available to our children and educators, this means you, Mom and Dad, are impressive. From reading material to 360-degree virtual reality videos on their YouTube channels, you and your kids will have no shortage of new places and new adventures to explore. The National Park Service has an incredible program for children called the Junior Ranger Program. Many parks offer free booklets with activities for your children to teach them about that unique site. When they have completed the activities, a ranger will stamp their book and award them with a plastic badge, making them an honorary junior ranger in that park. Can't visit some of the places on your NPS bucket list? No problem. While they are not currently mailing out any physical booklets due to COVID-19, many of them are available as a free download on the park's website. In this age of technology, absolutely nothing is stopping you from visiting the Hawaii volcanoes from your kitchen in Virginia, or the Everglades from your Utah back porch. We would love to lead you, our readers, on some amazing adventures. So come along with us. This weekend, we would like to highlight a favorite park, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Visit www.nps.gov/INDE. That's the first four letters in the word independence. To dive into adventure focusing on our nation's most defining piece of paper, our beloved Declaration of Independence. You will find videos, fun activities, an app for your phone, and more, all on the front page. Make sure to visit their YouTube page, Independence National Historical Park, for so many wonderful videos, especially this holiday weekend. As you may well be aware, Independence Hall is famous for being the building in which that most auspicious and defining piece of paper was signed, the Declaration of Independence. Inside this beautiful old building, our founding fathers met for days, weeks, months, and years on end to discuss, plan, and set into motion the future of their hopes and dreams for us as a country. Knowing that your feet are standing on floors where men like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and so many others stood before you is humbling in a way that is very hard to describe. A short walk away across a breathtaking lawn is the current home of the Liberty Bell. This is certainly something that every American should see in their lifetime. Yet one more piece of history that will make your heart swell with patriotism. It is perhaps smaller in person than we imagine, but the immense meaning of the phrase emblazoned upon its surface, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land, unto all the inhabitants thereof," is weightier by far even than its physical bulk. These two sites are nestled within several blocks that are absolutely filled with history. It seems like there are smiling park rangers around every corner, each one passionate about our great nation's birthplace. Not only will you see many sites important to our nation's history, but you will also see the evidence of our founding fathers' great faith in God. These men, and women alike, didn't get everything right, but they did the best that they knew how. And we have an amazing country because of their sacrifice, passion, and faith. Our National Park Service is here to serve and educate us, and it is an incredible resource to enhance your homeschool. In future issues of Grace and Truth magazine, you will be able to take a deep dive with us as we explore some of our favorite national parks, and new ones too. Each one unique, with much to offer. From all of us here at Grace and Truth magazine, we wish you a very happy Independence Day. May freedom and joy ring in your heart as you celebrate this weekend with those that you love.